Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Alessandro Gallo. Alessandro is the general manager, winemaker, vineyard chief. He's everything that there is to do with Castello di Albola, which is in Chianti Classico, and which is one of the wineries owned by the Zonin family. Welcome, Alessandro.
Ciao, Monty.
It's always great to see you.
Thank you very much.
We talk a lot about together about vineyards and winemaking, so now we're going to get this on audio. So it's really lovely to have you in the studio today. So briefly, where are you from in Italy? How did you get into wine?
I come from Piemonte.
So Piemontese.
Yeah, sorry for my English.
No, your English is very good, don't worry.
No, absolutely not, but I will try. Yeah, I come from Piemonte. I arrived in Tuscany 15 years ago. I arrived in Castello di Albola 15 years ago.
So what did you study at university?
I studied in Alba, first of all. It's a high school in Alba, 14. 20 years, and later I have a degree in chemistry in Torino. I'm also family wine.
So your family had a winery?
Yeah. It's just not a winery, it's just a piece of vineyards. But you know, Piemonte wine and vineyard is like a green garden, you know? And so wine is together at the house, in the front of the house. So wine is a little bit like something that is in the blood.
Sure.
And after chemistry, I start to work in Piemonte. And in 2004, I moved in Toscana.
All right, so you were working, obviously, at Castello di Albola at that point. So let's just talk about the terroir. Which comune, which village in Chianti Classico is Castello di Albola?
Castello di Albola is in Radda in Chianti. It's a very, very small village, but honestly, today is also important village for production of Chianti Classico. Because...
Where is Radda? Is it on the north?
It's a middle between Florence and Siena.
So it's right in the middle of Chianti Classico.
Yes, it's right in the middle. And it's a 40 kilometer to Siena and 50 to Florence, so right in the middle. It's the highest, probably highest village in Chianti area, and is very historical because in the Middle Ages was the Lega del Chianti.
The
Chianti League. And at that point, Radda was the capital of this part of Chianti. So very, very historical for a production of
So
wine.
Really, I mean, it's the physical, Alessandro, it's the physical heart of what is now the Chianti Classico DOCG. And obviously Chianti Classico DOCG is different from Chianti DOCG. That's another wine entirely. So the physical center. So what are the challenges? I mean, Albola, Castello di Albola, let's give us some idea of the terrain, the altitude, the soil types that we're dealing about. Because it's quite extreme, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. It's, first of all, it's one of the biggest estates in the Radda village, of course. And it's also the higher part of Chianti. So the land, the soil, is very, we can say, poor. It's rich in stone. Rich in galestro and rich in alberese, so that means that the soil is very draining and help to the roots goes down to find the mineral, the water, to have a wine that is not very concentrate, but our wine fine, very thin, very elegant at the nose, very floral.
So when you say thin, what it doesn't mean is like meager wine. What Alessandro is saying is they're not blockbusters.
No,
you can't make a blockbuster in Radda.
No, absolutely no. It's if you think that Radda is the estate of Castello di Albola is between 450 to 700 meters.
700 meters.
Yeah, we grow the Chardonnay at 700 meters on the sea level, but we grow Grotto Sangiovese till 600 meters under sea level, and at that altitude the style of wine, it's amazing because it's acid, we have acidity, we have longevity, finesse, acidity, that is the style of Castello di Albola, and this is in Rada in general, in Rada.
So 600 meters in Montalcino, which is further to the south and warmer and has a different kind of topography, that's the upper limit in Montalcino, which is warmer. So here we're further north, a little bit further inland, it's more continental if you want to put it that way, but there's altitudes of 600 meters. This is where you start getting, or you do get, the high wire Sangiovese, this Sangiovese with tautness, with nervosity, as you could call it. These sort of mouth-watering wines that are not heavy. They have intensity, but they're not heavy.
Exactly. This is right.
So Sangiovese. What are you doing in the vineyard? You obviously know these conditions are how they are. You're not trying to force the vines. What is your approach in terms of cover cropping or pruning and things like that?
We work more and more in the vineyard. Of course, the wine of Rada or Castello di Albola wine are wine that grow in the vineyard. So more and more we are close at the viticulture. For example, we are going to be organic also in Castello di Albola, and not for to say organic, but because organic means to know better what's happened in the vineyard. And for example, the soil today, it's the know of the soil. We do natural nutrient with the grass that we plant.
I don't know anything. Native cover crops?
Yeah, cover crops, for example, one on one. But we used to change the pruning to Cordone Speronato, to Guyot. And we had a school in Castello di Albola by Simone Tensier
about the famous pruning
school. Yeah,
school from Friuli.
Yeah, exactly. We finished that, but we added that. And of course, the management of the vineyard today is so important, because to have a great fruit today is essential to have a great wine.
So many of your vineyards are, it's a very forested area, right, where you are.
Yeah,
and many
yeah.
of your vineyards are quite isolated. So already you're high, it's continental, it's cool, and you've got the cooling effect of the forest. What does this mean for ripening and the possibility to make white wines?
One of the effect that I observe overall is that Castello di Albola at this altitude have is the different temperature between day and night. No, it's a very good. If you think the noble family came in Chianti in the August, because in the night it's fresh,
it's cooler.
No, it's very okay for the maturity in August, September. That's 2 months. That's very important for the maturity of the grapes.
So you get cool nights, and also means the grapes take a little bit longer to warm up in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's important for acidity and aroma expression.
Exactly. That's, for me, for example, in Rada, at that altitude, it's very important. Of course, for the Chardonnay, I grow Chardonnay at 700 meters under sea level. That is a mountain.
So what's the name of that wine? So, come here,
Poggio alle Fate.
So Poggio alle Fate means the Poggio is a hill, no?
Yeah.
The hill of the fairies, fairies.
Fairies. Is hill. It's a fantastic wine, because, and it's not true that area that grow red just grow only red. It's possible to grow also a great white, and I think Poggio alle Fate is a great white.
So it's like a little bit like Burgundy. So Poggio alle Fate, what is the vineyard shape like? Where is it? Is it surrounded by forest? Is it on its own?
It's in between the forest. It's 3 hectares of Chardonnay, of vineyard, and between the forest. It's a flat hill.
So it's a plateau.
Yeah, plateau.
Surrounded by forest.
Yeah.
And you sometimes call it a tongue of la lingua.
È una lingua di terra. It's a tongue of language.
Okay, I've gone into my wine shop. Okay. I heard the podcast. You know, I got to try one of the Castello di Albola wines, and I kind of quite like the sound of this guy, Alessandro. He seems a bit crazy, but... And I buy it, and I'm thinking, now, should I age it, or should I open it tonight? What do are you going to tell me?
I think Poggio le Fate you can wait more than four. Yeah, more than four, absolutely. Of course, people want to drink white wine easily and just and quickly.
Straight away.
Straight away. But for me, not for that wine. I have, we have in the state Poggio le Fate of here, and absolutely it's much better after 3-4 years.
What's your favorite dish with it?
That's a good wine. You can combine with everything. But I don't know, cheese, for example.
Okay. Yeah. So even after a meal, or just if you're having a little snack, glass of white wine, a little bit of cheese, glass of the Poggio Fatti Chardonnay?
Yeah, why not?
Next, we're going to get into the real business, the Chianti Classico,
yes.
Castello di Alvola.
Yeah, for us, it's...
it's your signature wine, right?
Yes, it's a main wine. We are in the middle of the of Chianti area, so we produce Chianti Classico. And we produce Chianti Classico for 90% of the of bottles of Castello di Alvola. We have a different version, different label of Chianti Classico, because in Chianti Classico there are different level also for low Chianti Classico regular, Chianti Classico Riserva, Chianti Classico Gran Selezione.
All right, so the Castello di Alvola Chianti Classico DOCG,
yeah,
that's what it's called. This is the biggest production wine.
Yes.
And in your view, and what you say, this is the wine that's most representative of the estate because it comes from all of the vineyards.
Different vineyard. Yeah, it's very true. Chianti Classico, regular Chianti Classico, is a combination, is a blend of so many different vineyards, so represent the style of the estate.
Is it difficult for you at harvest because you've got all these different plots of Sangiovese and picking them at different times? Do you ferment them just according to the same recipe, or do you have...
No, absolutely not. Today, the goal of the estate, I think the goal of the winemaker is in a state like Castello di Alvola is to work with a lot of parcel. You say parcel?
Parcels, yeah.
Parcel?
Like a jigsaw, and then you can...
Because it's like a painting, no? It's like a puzzle, and so you... more piece of the puzzle do you have, and more possibility to do combination.
Yeah, the more complex image you can create.
Absolutely, yes.
Let's talk about the Riserva.
Yeah, that is a different story because Riserva arrived from to choose the best Sangiovese grapes from different vineyards, not a lot, 4, 6, 7 vineyards that we go. We know that vineyard, of course, for the experience, etc. And from that vineyard, we choose the best Sangiovese. We work alone, okay, and after in January, February, we blend together and we grow together.
So basically, the Riserva is a selection of the best grapes of that year,
yeah,
from various,
yeah,
vineyards,
yeah,
and they're fermented and they're worked apart in the winery, and then in the spring they're blended, and that is the,
yeah,
Riserva. So,
yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah, this is a Riserva for us. For me, Riserva, it's a very nice wine to taste the fine Sangiovese of Castello di Alvola. If you ask me to taste the style, the good style, I'm sorry, the style is Chianti Classico, but the good style of Castello di Alvola, I give you a bottle of Riserva.
So you mean, when you say good, you probably mean representative?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A good representation.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Gran Selezione? So Gran Selezione, so we're all clear on this, there's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, for us, it's...
About what it is. Yeah. So Gran Selezione means a Chianti Classico Riserva that is grown, harvested, and bottled by the winery whose name appears on the label. So it is estate grown, estate bottled, and that's really, really important. That is what makes Gran Selezione different from, say, a Riserva, because you can make a Riserva, you can buy grapes or whatever from somebody else. Gran Selezione, you cannot do that. This is an estate grown wine. Okay.
Very true, but more, I say that for Castello di Alvola, Gran Selezione represent for us the single vineyard. So the top level in the sense that the single vineyard represent an expression of Sangiovese for that area.
And so it's a it comes from a single vineyard. In this vineyard, I think, is it near the castle?
We have more than one castle.
That's impressive. There was only one that last time I visited.
For me.
You guys are quick builders.
No, more than one Gran Selezione, and the first one is called Il Solatio, very little production, because it's a 1 hectare. And the second that arrived last year, that we were very happy, because this wine had a great success, is the Santa Caterina. That is very close at the castle. But the future, we think at some other. And why? Because we think that in a state like Castello d'Arbola, is quite big estate in the medium, in the terms of neighbor, it's a little bit bigger. The possibility to grow a single vineyard could be an interesting idea.
Okay, so the Santa Caterina Gran Selezione, which is a single vineyard.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying this comes from around about 500 meters?
Yes, it's a 500 meters or a little bit more. It's just
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a south. It's a totally south.
So otherwise it wouldn't ripen.
Yeah, it's a totally south. Out is just under the castle.
And what is it on? Is it on clay or gravel?
It's
or
not clay. It's difficult. It's a stone. It's a stony, stony.
Called stone. Schistus.
Galestro, schisto, yes.
Okay, and what's nice about Galestro is it's like a compacted but friable soil, and so, well, you can explain it.
It's Galestro. It's a friable. In the winter time, you can break, no,
if
you
break it in your hands.
Break it in your hands. Yeah, and so it's a soil that if it's not a lot, it's not clay that give you a powerful the vineyard, but permit to the roots to go down and to find there the nutrient and the water, etc.
Okay, let's just have it said one more thing about Il Solatio, which is the Gran Selezione. You love talking about this one, I know. So this is another 100% Sangiovese, and this is from a very small single vineyard of around about 1 hectare. What does Il Solatio mean?
In Tuscany, Solatio means at the sun, exposed at the sun.
Sun facing.
Yes, sun faces. Solatio was the first, the first in love, first love.
You're smiling.
It was first experiment, the first exercise in terms of a single vineyard in Castello d'Arbola. And we started in 2006 and because a single vineyard is not to be the best, or I don't know, have to be different.
And has to have its own personality.
Yeah, exactly. And Solatio was that.
Is it a little bit spicy because it's at such high altitude?
It's spicy, yeah.
Can you just tell us?
More than Santa Caterina. Santa Caterina is more fruity. Santa Caterina, it's a little bit more powerful. In terms of Sangiovese, of Radda, of Castello d'Arbola, related at that.
Okay. And what about the Acciaiolo? What's that?
Acciaiolo is another style of wine. Acciaiolo it's a classical Super Toscano. It's a
Super Tuscan.
Super Tuscan.
I think I prefer Super Toscano.
It's much better.
You should copyright that. No, with your it's great.
I will. It's
it could be like an aftershave. Super Toscano.
That's much better than Super Tuscan. It's in Acciaiolo. It's a long story in Castello d'Arbola, 1988.
We've got another 4 hours of tape, so you can tell the story if you want. Don't worry, it's okay.
It's a Cabernet Sauvignon. It's not Sangiovese. Mm-hmm. So it's another style for that, because it's another variety. So Cabernet Sauvignon, it's more strong wine. It's a wine that have the shoulder, no?
Has shoulders. Yeah. How old is the vineyard? Cabernet
very vineyard? Very old. It's the oldest vine today in Castello d'Arbola. It's more than 40 years old.
So it's even older than you.
No, unfortunately.
26. Amazing. Your career.
Thank you, Monty, but unfortunately, no. The time passes. than you, probably.
No, I was born in 1996.
Okay, yeah, so I'm super, me seven.
So what about the, how old is this Cabernet Sauvignon vineyard? Is it very young or is it an ancient relic?
No, it was, think that this vineyard was grafted.
Okay.
The Cabernet Sauvignon was grafted.
Grafted onto a...
It was Sangiovese.
Okay, and there were older vines, okay. So, and for this one, you do use a little bit of oak barrel, yeah?
Yeah, the aging, we didn't speak about aging, because we, for Sangiovese and for Chianti Classico, Reserva, we use normally big cask. For the single vineyard, we do half and half between big cask and tonneau, so
yeah,
French.
500 liters, yeah.
Exactly, French oak. And for Super Toscano, so Cabernet Sauvignon, we use normally brick.
Okay, so in a nutshell, Castello di Albola is a big estate, but what Alessandro and his team there have done is to break this very, very complex terroir in the middle of Chianti Classico, almost a very extreme place, to break it down into its constituent parts and to manage and work and grow and ferment and age and bottle these wines, each according to its own needs. And for a big estate owned by a big company, this sort of level of detail is what gives you those marginal gains. You talk about these marginal gains as a wine seller. It's a very competitive market. And what has been nice about listening to Alessandro, I know Alessandro well and we speak often, the vast majority of what he said today concerns the vineyard, the viticulture, the sites, the soils. We've spent very little of our time talking about winemaking, and that for me is a great indication of somebody, and also for a company that is on the right track. And I know you can say that about many, many, many estates globally, of course, but I do think this is, I do like the way that you guys are working. Obviously, there are always improvements to make, but it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
You've always got a smile on your face, and I think you're doing a really great job.
Grazie.
Not just in Tuscany, but in Maremma and Sicily and all the rest of it. So keep it up, but don't stop. Keep going forward.
Grazie.
Niente.
Ciao.
Grazie, grazie, Alessandro.
Grazie.
And yeah, I'll come back to Albano.
Absolutely. Okay. Right. Quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you will find a very good bistecca.
A bistecca? A bistecca. This whole conversation about wine had nothing to do with podcasting. It's about dinner. Okay, that's what it's about.
In general, wine is very close at the dinner and lunch and food in general. And you know, Chianti, it's a wine, it's a food friendly.
Sure.
Very food friendly.
And you said that with a big smile on your face. Okay. All right, Alessandro, thanks.
Grazie.
Alessandro Gallo from Castello di Albola. See you soon, I hope.
Thank you very
Ciao.
Much. Ciao. Ciao.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.